The information, opinions, and recommendations presented in this podcast are for general information only. Any reliance on the information provided in this podcast is done at your own risk.
Hey everybody, this is Miley.
And this is Porvi.
And you're listening to That's What We Said, a podcast where we offer our insight on a variety of topics that touch our lives and probably yours on a daily basis. So last night on Facebook, because it's all over Facebook, the whole thing about the children getting separated from their families. I was not trying to be insensitive about it, but I was really trying not to, because it makes me sad. So I was really trying not to get so much involved. But last night I saw a video that they have, and I'm sure everyone has. It's like, it's the secret video being recorded. It was so sad because you heard the little kid, Papa. And then the whole thing, are you going to call my aunt? I mean, that was just heart-wrenching. I felt like I couldn't even go to sleep. Well, yeah, at first I couldn't. And then finally yesterday I was like, I'm going to press play. And I'm just like, oh, God. So I feel like all the stuff that's happening right now, it's rewinding back to when Trump was first elected.
It was when in Schindler's List, there was a little girl in the red dress with the red shoes that they took away from her mom while her mom was in the camp. It was the same photo as this little girl that was crying in front of, you know?
Yes, I saw that.
Yeah, and I was just like, yeah, he's Hitler. I mean, his wife warned us that he used to read books about Hitler. He wanted to be a dictator. That was his whole thing. Oh, my God.
And now, to make things worse, all over Facebook now, there's so many arguments and fights, both sides, right?
You know, I understand illegal aliens aren't here the right way. They should come in the right way. Whatever happened, let it be. Right. Start fresh, and now don't let any illegal aliens in, right? Rip people off that's been here 30 years.
Is that the case, though? Mm-hmm. Aren't they only grabbing those folks that are trying to come in?
No. People that have lived here for years.
Really?
Who've had children here, and that's why they're ripping the children away from the parents, because they're like, oh, this child was born here, so he's allowed to live in America. But the parents came here illegally, so the parents have to go away. Kid is allowed to stay. And that's where this whole thing
came about. I read another article. I really only looked at two things. I try to scroll past everything because it's so sad. But I read about this one woman, who I think she's 25, and she was trying to cross the border because she was trying to escape, you know, because life was hard for her there. She's either getting her ass beat every day or something, but she's basically trying to escape. And then so they got her and they grabbed her either son or daughter, and then she was sent back. And apparently she was feeling upset because the child didn't know where she was. The child thinks, you know, she's somewhere in America, doesn't realize that she's back in Guatemala. I'm like, oh my God, it's so sad. I started thinking about my own children. We all know you don't have to be a mom to realize how sad that is, right?
That's
so
you don't.
Crazy.
I think you have to have a heart.
Be a human being.
Administration is completely got zero empathy.
Oh, God.
They're just like, what do they have against all these people? Like, not just Mexicans, but any ethnicity. I mean, it's a most prejudiced.
I know. Well, you know what? They go back to the whole thing. People that are legally here, they're getting the jobs that maybe people who are legally here should be getting. That whole argument.
Here's the thing. But if you're legally here, do you want to be a dishwasher? Go ahead and be a dishwasher.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
If you're legally here, you want to go and do my gardening? Go ahead. Do my freaking gardening. That's not the jobs these people are taking.
I get that. There's a whole argument about being legally here and illegally here and getting the jobs, et cetera, et cetera. But in this particular case, when you're ripping the children away from their parents, that's just, I can't even fathom.
I mean,
that's crazy.
I can't even fathom how it even came across his brain.
And how do these people?
And a woman is the one who's enforcing it. Oh, I'm sure she has children of her own. So just if I was told she was about to be fired, I read that she was about to be fired because she wasn't doing a good job with the border control. So she implemented hardcore this policy that Trump put down the line and started ripping kids away, and she just kind of became a monster.
Oh,
she
my
didn't
God.
Think about it. I'm
That's
like,
awful.
Bitch, get fired.
Speaking of becoming a monster.
Now you can go to hell.
Mm-hmm. Okay, go to hell. I might see you there. But not for the reasons that you're there. But speaking of becoming monsters, It's related to the topic. You know that ever since our president became a president, it seems as if more people have been coming out with their hate. So yes. Another thing I saw on Facebook, which is started to hit closer to home, was there's this woman who, kind of this old hag, was in one of the grocery stores in Daly City behind a Filipino family. And they recorded the lady, now with smartphones, recording everybody being racist. Apparently, she was just going off. She was just like, oh, you like Filipino people taking all our food, go away, leave the country. Just being straight up prejudiced and rude to this Filipino family in Safeway, minding their own business. And it's just, it's crazy. It's all over the place.
Yeah. Here's the ignorant part about all of it. These Americans think that this is their land.
Yeah.
It's not.
It's not.
They are illegal immigrants.
Exactly.
They were not invited to live on this land.
Ask
they
the Native American.
They murdered and savaged Native Americans and stole this land from them.
Exactly.
How would they feel if Mexicans did that?
Exactly.
How would they feel if Mexicans raped and savaged their Americans and stole this land?
Yeah.
And called it their home?
Yeah, people.
That's the disconnect here.
You know the problem also is growing up when you're learning U.S. history, our age, our old age people, we were taught that Christopher Columbus was awesome, a hero. But now in today's world, my kids are learning, actually, no, he was not a hero.
He was evil.
Yeah.
He was the one that, he wasn't even supposed to hit land here.
Yeah,
but he accidentally discovered it. He was the one that initiated murdering all the Native Americans, him and his brother.
And he had a brother. Christopher Columbus and who? Carlos. Chico.
I think he had a brother.
Chico Columbus.
And
it's so bad.
He murdered all these people and took their land. And now,
now
Americans are legal immigrants.
Exactly. It's their land. It's all over the place. I saw another article about some woman. I don't know if, I think it was somewhere in the Bay Area. Just talking crap to this Asian lady. And just going off about blah, 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 you're Asian, you're this and that, and just really derogatory comments. And it's like, I'm so surprised that there are people out there that are just so rude. And maybe they were there already. It's like, just because Trump became president,
it's like,
people became racist.
It's like what's going on in the news right now with Kate Spade and all those people committing suicide.
Yeah.
When you see
Anthony Bourdain, rip.
Yeah. When you see it, another girl did the same thing today.
Famous. Google
it
up. Keep talking.
You're like, oh, okay, maybe it's a possibility. And you kind of copycat it and you do it, right? But when it's not in your face at all, you think about it, but you don't really think about it, right? You're like, I do want to commit suicide, but maybe not today.
But
see it on TV, you kind of are like, oh, yeah, they did it, so I guess I can do it. And if it's in your face, you tend to do it.
Copycat.
It's kind of like bandwagon bullshit, right?
That's awful.
Like jumping on the bandwagon. And I think all these people were prejudiced. I mean, we are all prejudiced in a certain way, right?
Yeah.
Like, I don't like you.
And I hate you.
There you go.
And
so we are like prejudiced.
Your resting bitch eyebrows. Rude. You know what? Your eyebrows, they need to leave this country. Leave the country, eyebrows.
Rude. My eyebrows are amazing.
I know, but they're hard for I'm just saying, resting bitch eyebrows.
So I think when Trump came into office, he promoted, and he was like, it's okay. If you feel this way, express yourself.
Yeah. Well, you know what the funny thing is? There's some days I keep thinking, so after he was elected, then, you know, you heard all those stories about racist people coming out, totally talking crap and all that stuff. And then I always think, God, there's no way Trump could be that crazy. Then I've heard him say things like, well, I don't agree with this. I don't agree with that. So I don't know if these people just felt like with Trump saying these things, like make America great again, we know what that meant, right? So maybe these people, these supporters of Trump, really just took it to the next level. I know there's a bunch of supporters of Trump who aren't like that, who are like normal, decent human beings. But those people, you know, they're not the problem. But the problem is those crazy people that are just like, oh my God, this is our country. Everybody leave.
And that's the thing. And him kicking all these Mexicans out is telling people that, hey, this is our country. All these people should go. Right?
Yeah.
And here's the funniest thing I've ever heard in my entire life. So the woman... My entire life. The woman who's actually the secretary. But so she had the audacity to pull these kids away from their parents and then show her dumb face at a Mexican restaurant.
Oh my God. Recently?
Are you kidding me? Are you just that
yeah.
dumb?
Yes.
There's just no other words. Are you really that dumb? So then what happened was all the people in the Mexican restaurant started booing her and telling her to get the hell out and started, you
what
know,
did she do?
She ended up leaving, which is the right thing to do. The right thing would have been never to even go. Yeah, so she found her way into this restaurant with her husband or whatever. You're destroying Mexican life, and you're going to go and eat their food? What the hell is wrong
I know.
With you?
I know. Sometimes I wonder where these people get their brains. But we could sit and talk about this till we're all blue in the face. But there's so many different avenues we could go down when we're talking about this. Mm-hmm. But if we just focus on the indecency that's happening right now, with just pulling the kids away from their family, that's crazy. Well, I get all that stuff. I get, oh, they're in here illegally. They should figure it out. They should do it the right way. But they can't take their kids away from their parents.
The Trump administration is just not bright. I'm sorry. I'm sure there's some bright people. I think the whole thing is because they don't think things through at all. I mean, they got rid of this and that, but they have nothing in place to replace any of it, right?
Exactly.
So they got rid of EPA and this and that. What is going to replace it?
Yeah.
What? Nothing. Oh, nothing. We're just going to get rid of all this stuff.
I know. Right? And we're just going to have nothing.
Yeah. And we're just going to destroy ourselves.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And the rich is going to get richer. But let me tell you, at the end of the day, we're all going to die the same.
Exactly. We all lay down the same way. We die the same way.
But, yeah. But the thing is, I think, is he's trying to torture these Mexicans. So Mexico caves in and say, okay, let's go ahead and build the wall.
Oh, that's not crazy. Cave. But it's so sad. Building a wall and all that stuff, that's so not American.
It's not even logical.
I know.
Are you kidding me? It's not even logical.
It's
what are
so
we trying
awful.
To do? Like, it's like Berlin Wall again?
Yeah, exactly.
So my thing is...
Is there anything we can do?
You know, I really respect all the people and all the politicians that screamed at the separation thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
And had it reversed. I think people are trying to do something, and it is
working.
I mean, it should have never happened, but we got a lot of, you know, monkeys working on the back end.
Exactly. Monkeys, gorillas, orangutans.
But my concern isn't just that now. Okay, great. It stopped. What about all those children
that are separated
already? Ripped away from their parents.
How are they going to find them?
How are they going to find each other? How?
Well, what are they going to do? They're just going to open up some place. Here, everybody come here.
Somebody's going to abduct somebody's little girl.
Exactly.
And there's going to be sexual assault and underground sex.
How many are out there?
2,700.
Oh, my God. That's awful. And then they start talking about the Tinder age camps.
Yeah.
That's so awful. The younger ones.
I mean, one woman committed suicide here today.
Because
she couldn't deal with the fact that her baby was taken away from her.
Oh, my God.
It would probably be me. I would be distraught.
Oh, my God. Exactly.
If my child or baby or anything was taken from me.
Yeah.
I would have been distraught. And I don't understand how, the mothers in the house, mothers in Trump's administration, Ivanka Trump.
Yes.
And all those people aren't what the hell are you
doing?
Why
aren't they doing
anything?
This is
not right. And stopped it before it got to
Melania. Right?
Well, Melania did speak out
a little bit,
but she's got no voice.
She has no voice.
Trump is going to run right over her.
It's so
awful. If anybody has voices, it's Ivanka. But all the other, Sarah Huckabee and all these people that are in the House, why can't they be look, Mr. Trump, I understand what you're trying to do, but
let's figure something
right
out. There's got
to
be a different way.
Yeah, there should be a different approach. Talk it
keep
out.
Keep them together or something. I don't know.
Yeah, so now what he's doing is he's still implementing no tolerance. But the whole family leaves, regardless if the child was born here.
Well,
which is fine,
I mean,
but
that's
still terrible.
It's the lesser of the two evils.
But just
ripping.
All these children are going to go back.
I know.
I just don't
know.
And
it's so sad. And you see the, conditions of these places. I'm like, oh my God, they're sleeping on the floor. I'm just thinking about the people that are just trying to come in. And it's like, oh my God, they think that they're going to escape, whatever crazy shit that's happening to them in their country. And they come over and then they get separated, especially the little ones. Mm-hmm. Now, the picture that you're talking about, the little girl, she's just crying while I think the mom was being questioned. And it's so sad.
Well,
and then
they both got taken away. So we don't know what happened to them.
Oh,
the same
my
thing.
God.
But
that's so
here's
sad.
The thing is, all these stupid things. There's hundreds of stupid things happen. This is just one awful, but there's exactly. hundreds of deals that are happening in the back end.
Exactly.
Our taxes are going to suck as hell next year. All these bad things there's are happening. There's so much irreversible damage.
Exactly.
I feel like the Democrats and like nobody can do anything. It's yeah. like, how do we stop this force that's exactly. called the Trump administration.
Exactly.
Even if you get Trump out of office, then you got Pence, who's yeah. equally ridiculous. Then you have Ryan, yeah. who's equally ridiculous.
Exactly.
What do you do?
I mean, well, you know what? I know this is going to sound really feel good, like, oh my God, too optimistic. But the only thing really we can do is next election. Like, we need to really figure it out.
So
I know. 2020.
It's just so far.
Thank God there's so many people out there that are still trying to do things. Thank God for them. Mm-hmm. All these activists fighting. But yeah, I mean, what else can we do? It's like, unless we get him out of office.
Unless we get the whole administration
yeah,
out of office,
we can't.
Even if we get Trump out, I think with Pence, we don't yeah. know
yeah.
how much evil is inside yeah. of him. And he's very evil.
And probably not too smart either. I mean, I get the whole thing, like, no matter who's in office, the other party will complain about it. Like, well, you know, the whole thing with not regarding this issue, but when Trump went to go meet with Kim Jong-un.
We don't know what was signed behind closed doors.
Right. And so it's the funny thing is Fox News, which they might as well call it Trump News, they're talking about how they showed all of these news people from Fox News talking about when Obama wanted to try to meet with them. They thought it was crazy. You're reckless. You're this, you're that. And then it was in the same video. They fast forwarded to when Trump met with him and all these same exact broadcasters were like, oh my God, Trump is blazing trails. He's great. Da, da, da. So it just kind of shows you no matter what,
I don't even know why they allow Fox News on TV. I mean, it's just a lot of
And
lies.
I normally like Fox. It's a lot of... But I don't like Fox News.
I like the
news.
Shows.
Yeah, exactly.
But they need to take the news off of
Yeah, it's awful.
It's one of the reasons that there's so much hatred. I mean, the Fox News people are the ones that were okay with the separation of these children.
Exactly.
They were trying to make excuses for
it.
And
exactly.
Like, let me go and take your child away and see how you feel.
Let's do that.
No, I don't take anybody's kid.
I'm going to see you on the news one day. Your mugshot. Poor me, arrested for kidnapping.
Please don't do that.
Anyway, oh my God. So I know this was kind of a downer.
It's sad. It's hard to watch the news. And I think millions of people in this country feel
it's
that
so
way.
Hard.
And we all are, so our hands hard. Are tied until this administration falls to its knees.
Exactly. And what do you tell the children?
My only hope is that these kids get back to their parents.
I hope so.
I really
Someone
don't.
Has
I don't
to
know
figure
how
it out.
It's gonna happen.
Because you never know. These kids are going to, like, if they're here, they're going to grow up. They're going to have so much hate. You don't know. You know what kind of hate you're putting into them. They're like, poor, innocent little kids.
Here's the thing. It's cost more for them to separate these kids because they're
going to
go into the system.
Stupid. I swear to God. I just know what to do. I just want to lay down and wake up and... Everything will be okay.
In an Obama world.
Obama will be the president. Your eyebrows will be gone. Well, your eyebrows have been deported.
My bitch face is going to be this bitch face.
It'll be a happy face.
The administration is over.
It'll be a happy face. Oh my God. We in trouble. Sorry, guys, for the downer episode. But, you know, we just had to talk about it. It's one of those things. You try to avoid it, but it's out there. So let's end with a happy note. What's a happy note? I don't
well,
have
I
a happy
end
note.
With, like, prayer for the kids that have been separated.
Yes.
I really hope that
yes.
they get back with their legitimate parents.
Yes. Prayer for the parents who have been separated from their children. Please just hang in there. Do everything. I mean, I know it's probably devastating. I can't even imagine how it feels, but don't kill yourself. Your kids
just
need you. Find
figure
them.
Out a way to find your kids.
Yeah, we pray.
Find photos.
Prayers.
Bring photos. Yeah. Get your photos somewhere so you can match them with your kids.
Yeah.
Do something.
And there are a lot of people who are here that would help. There's
yeah.
a ton
We're
of people.
All here to help,
so,
like,
yeah.
Reach out.
So sad. On that note, thanks for joining. Please visit us on our website. That's what we said, PC. I'm going to cry.
And if anybody wants to adopt Miley from us, take her. Take
Don't
her.
Don't rip me away from poor me, mama.
Take her.
No.
She cried.
Take poor V and her eyebrows away.
My eyebrows. She
no, I do. I'm just kidding. I really. People are going to go into eyebrow places. I need the poor V, please.
Ooh.
Oh, you mean the resting bitch eyebrows?
Yes.
Indeed. Visit our website. Please rate and review us. You know what we're going to do next week? We're going to start with instruction on how to review us.
Yeah, and you know what we might also do? We might put a YouTube video.
Oh, yeah, we can do that.
And we'll attach it to our blog so you can see exactly how to provide feedback.
Exactly.
And your comments. And
exactly, because you know what? We have been separated from Ellen, and we need Ellen to find us. So visit us, please. Our email is, that's what we said, pc@gmail.com. Rate us, review us, and join in again next week when who knows what we're going to talk about, but it'll probably be something more upbeat than the separation of children from their mamas and papas. All right. Thanks, guys.
Bye.
We're going to get arrested. No, he is our president.
You know what? We can. It's freedom of freaking speech.
That's true. That's true.
The oath. I read the oath, and I'm right. Here as a citizen.
Freedom of speech. I may not like him. Mm-hmm. I may not have voted for him. Mm-hmm. But he's our president.
Not mine.
I'm your president.
You are.
I'm your president. Hey.
I only listen to Miley.
So let's now go to China.
Let's do China together.
China.
You sound like vagina. Your China sounds like vagina.
I have a vagina.